Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. About a week and a half to 2 weeks before the preacher's assigned date, he gets a slip from the chapel office with the choices of the two readings for the day. Simple enough, right? Then there's a note on the top right-hand corner of that slip that says, "Thank you for keeping your homily under 10 minutes." Basically, we're encouraged to keep it simple. And as evidenced by St. Paul's inspired words to the folks at Thessalonica, the message that he has there really is quite simple. Many of you have probably seen these little books in bookstores, maybe in the grocery store or somewhere else, says Life's Little Instruction Book. And that's really what Paul has here in the first few verses of this text. Some instructions for the people at Thessalonica and for us. Admonish the idle. See that no one repays evil for evil. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Abstain from every form of evil. And so on and so on. Quite a list for us to follow. This is what you must do, says St. Paul. But he says these things to us as well. And we love instructions. We love it because it's so much easier for you and I to understand and to accept things when we're able to help out a little bit, when we're able to contribute. But then, after all of this list, you still have to ask the question, when will I be able to say that I've done enough? And this is the game that Satan just loves to play with us. Are you sure that you've done enough? Come on, give God just a little bit more. Do you remember that time when you did? It's one of his favorite games. Drumming up the past, whether it be yesterday, last week, last year, 10 years ago. Do you realize what it is that St. Paul has done with this list of instructions before us? Have you thought about what he is really saying? He's offering encouragement here, certainly, do these things. But under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul here in these words has done what only God can do. And that is smacked us right upside the head with the law. Because here he says, this is what you must do. As a child of God, this is what you are to do. There's no way that we could ever accomplish that list on our own. In fact, as we look at that list and contemplate doing all of those things, the weight is so heavy that we find ourselves on our knees. And from our knees, we have nowhere to look but up. But that's a good thing. Because as we look up, we see and we hear the words of promise that St. Paul gives us in this same text. Now, St. Paul tells us, and this is my paraphrase, you're not going to be able to do all these things by yourself. So here's what the God of peace has promised. And that's the key, my friends. You can do all those things, and you certainly should strive to do all those things to the glory of God. But But in the end, here is what the God of peace has promised. He himself will sanctify you. Not by following this list will you be sanctified, but he himself will sanctify you. And that word there, for those in Greek this fall and those having just come through it this summer, is hagiazo. That word means to be set apart, to be made holy for a specific purpose. We were set apart for a specific purpose. At baptism, in those holy waters, we were set apart for holy living to God. There we put on Jesus Christ. That just as he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too can walk in newness of life. He himself will sanctify you completely. The Greek word there is holoteles, in your entirety. He's not going to sanctify just parts of you, just your head or your heart or your hands. He's going to sanctify you completely. Spirit, soul, and body. Isaiah the prophet shows us just how old and how long standing this promise really is. Way back in Isaiah's time, he was able to prophesy, "I have called you by name. You are mine." And in Joshua, we hear the words of the Lord, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." So yes, we've got this list of things from St. Paul as he wrote to the people at Thessalonica to do all these things. But St. Paul says, in the end, my friends, it is still the Lord who sanctifies you, who sets you apart, who does everything that you need that you might be saved. So it really is quite simple. When Satan drums up the past by asking, "Are you sure that you've done enough? You have this promise of God. By the grace of God, you can point to the cross, you can point to the empty tomb, and you can say, this is enough. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will surely do it." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.